Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Sex, lies, and videotape. Will secret sex recordings sink Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Puffy Combs? This as Diddy spends the last 72 hours trying really hard to look nonchalant. I tell you this, if a bunch of feds had pulled up in my front yard in armored trucks and wearing Kevlar, I'd be worried. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Crime Stories and on MSM. Where is Diddy? He's spending the last 72 hours looking very not concerned about the ongoing sex trafficking investigation instigated by the federal government. Homeland Security investigators piling into a simultaneous search of two Diddy locations. Seemingly, that doesn't bother him. As a matter of fact, he reposted one of his music videos titled Victory. Okay, what was that at the very end? A woman writhing up and down on a stripper pole, seemingly in a cage. And then you see a cutaway of Sean Puffy Combs on the run from, apparently, federal agents. Wow. I don't know that this is a good time to repost that, but he did. Guys, take a listen to this.
While initial reports indicated that Combs may have left the country, it appears the mogul has remained in Miami since the raids. Combs was seen taking his teen daughters to Topgolf and stopping by a restaurant in the days after the searches. Over the Easter holiday, Combs posted several photos of his youngest daughter, Love. Most recently, the rapper was caught on camera riding his bike to South Beach. Combs was all smiles, appearing unbothered by the continuing investigation into allegations of sex trafficking and sex assault.
As Sean Puffy Combs gets warnings from behind bars that his life is in danger, he goes for a bike ride. With me, an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now. But first, Akela Brantley, investigative reporter with DailyMail.com, on the story from the very beginning. Akela, what's the latest?
Thanks for having me, Nancy. Things have just gone from bad to worse for Diddy. And now not only is he being accused of misconduct, but his son is being accused. Now, his son, Christian King Combs, he's only 26 years old. And he was named in a lawsuit by a young woman, 25-year-old named Grace, who was working on a yacht in December 2022 when she says that Christian Combs assaulted her, that he's tried groping her, that he trapped her in a room, and that it wasn't until another crew member came to stop it that she was finally released. She said that she was forced to take a tequila shot, and there's actual audio of that incident where she asks, "Is this drugged?" And he says, take the tequila shot.
Okay, wait, where did the video come from?
So it's an audio that was, a transcript of the audio was included in the 31-page lawsuit. So apparently, I'm not sure who exactly was recording, but there is a recording out there.
Okay, yeah, I've got a lawsuit right here. It's a whopper. It's huge. Joining me very quickly, and I want to circle back to you, Akela, about Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, spinning. I mean, this guy is a master promoter. That's what he has done to become a media mogul with a net worth of around $1 billion. He spins it, right? And that's what he's doing right now. Every move he makes, in the public anyway, is for a reason. To Bernarda Villalona. Bernarda Villalona, criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor at VillalonaLaw.com. Bernarda, thank you for being with us. Here's the reality. Sean Puffy Combs has been dragged into another lawsuit claiming sex attack on his son because it occurred on Diddy's Sean Puffy Combs' yacht. Okay? And the allegation is that Combs aided and abetted his son in this attack. But what I want to ask you about, Bernarda Villalona, is the audio tape that Kayla Brantley's talking about. Can I see Bernarda, please? Bernarda, to get a video or an audio tape, even if it's a 911 call from the police, for Pete's sake, the prosecutor or whoever wants to bring it in has to go through a series of evidentiary hoops. In fact, it's laid out in black and white in the criminal code. You have to prove veracity. You've got to show who made the audio. Sometimes why did they make the audio in as the circumstances surrounding the audio being made. You have to show chain of custody on the audio to make sure it hasn't been tampered with in any way. So when I say who made it, where did it come from, that's got to be proven in court before it can be allowed before a jury.
Yes, absolutely. So, Nancy, what it seems like is that Little Rod, who's one of the people that is also suing Puffy, was the one who actually made the recording.
Bernarda, I don't know if you're expecting to go over to his house after the trial, but I believe you're referring to Rodney Jones, a.k.a. Little Rod.
Yeah, so supposedly it was Little Rod. Rodney Jones was the one who made this recording, which calls into question is why he was making a recording, and he knew what was going to happen, so he did it thinking that it was going to happen, and he wanted evidence of it. Interestingly enough, that the attorney that's representing Rodney Jones is the same attorney that's representing this complaint and this victim in this alleged sexual assault. But this is very damning evidence, because usually in cases like this, Nancy, what's the number one defense? Credibility, believability. She's making it up. This is a money grab. But here you have an actual audio recording that the complainant, the victim, is going to be able to authenticate and say, that is me on the recording. That is actually what happened. There is nothing missing from that recording, and will be able to meet the burden to have that piece of evidence move into evidence if it's in a civil lawsuit, in a civil case, or even in a criminal one. So that hurdle is going to be met. But this is very damaging against his son, also damaging against Diddy, because it can even possibly go in, if the federal prosecutors are looking at a RICO charge, can go in as one of those acts.
You're throwing around a lot of legal phrases. When you say RICO, it's typically referred to as racketeering, but what she means is an organized conspiracy. And it doesn't have to be that organized. It could be, for instance, Sean Puffy Combs gets his number one hench person to bring in a girl, and somebody else spikes a drink. As a hypothetical, it's just basically a group, even if loosely joined together, joining together for a criminal enterprise such as sex trafficking. And, you know, Bernarda Villalona, I like what you said. You're a former prosecutor, and you look at the evidence, i.e. this audio tape. Hey, is this drugged? The woman says before she drinks it. And the audio says that Combs' son says, just drink it. Drink it. Okay, long story short, that's a problem for the defense. So they are going to attack the alleged victim. They're going to drag her through the mud. But if they can get that audio in, that goes a long way to corroborating her story. I'm very curious from where that audio came. Now, this as it's spinning out. Kayla Brantley joining me, DailyMail.com. The Instagram model Jade Ramey denies in Little Rodney Jones' lawsuit that she was ever a sex worker. So the feds are not going to be able to count on her, because she's already shot her credibility in the foot by going public and saying that. But I see a litmus test here. When you say, hey, you're lying on me, that's slander, that's libel, are you going to sue? Because if you sue, the truth is a complete defense. So let's just see if a lawsuit comes out of this. But I want to talk about Combs being a spin master, a powerhouse in the music industry, largely because he is not only talented, but a genius at marketing. this promoter is putting out there, his actions implying a lot. He's biking. He's smiling. Come to me, Liz. I want to show the viewers something. This weekend, he was going over a bridge on a bike, and he let go of the handlebars and just went freestyle. Hey, look, Mom, no hands. Like in Titanic, when Kate Winslet just lets go, right? Like, he doesn't have a care in the world. Biking, smiling, drinking wine. Translation, I'm not worried. It's a spin, Kayla.
Well, as you can see, these allegations go back decades, and he's gotten away with things thus far. So I feel like he's just acting as if he will continue to get out of things and get away from things. It's something that he's accustomed to, living this glamorous lifestyle. And when he tells people to do things, they do it. When he tells people to cover things up, they do it. So for him, obviously, things have gotten much worse. He's never had a huge raid on his house, a federal investigation. But for him, this is just another issue that he's hoping will be swept under the rug.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. To Scott Johnson joining me, forensic psychologist, 32 years dealing with sex predators at forensicconsultation.org. Scott, thank you for being with us. You know, I prosecuted a lot of rape cases, a trafficking case with a 14-year-old little victim. I can't even count them all, Scott. And sometimes the defendant comes into court and he looks really worried, okay? Sweating, fidgety, can't meet anybody's eyes, can't look them in the face. And there are others that are bold and arrogant because the sex attack victims mean nothing to them. They are so convinced of their own power, their wealth, their prestige. They believe nobody is going to believe the victim.
Right. And part of that narcissism and psychopath traits of being able to portray themselves as socially great and then have the equally opposite deviant side of getting away with things, covering it up, and just blowing it off with minimal fear of consequences. And that's really, I think, what we're seeing with him is portraying this, I just really don't care lifestyle. When in fact a normal person, if you will, would have been hiding, would have been scared, would have been, you know, worried about going to prison and their reputation. He's just out living his life again. He doesn't care.
Well, as a matter of fact, an associate of Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, has released a highlight reel of Sean Puffy Combs' lavish parties. This emerges with Combs partying with Hollywood friends, A-listers, and designer clothes.
As rumors swirl around the sex trafficking allegations against Sean Diddy Combs, many celebrities in Combs' circle have remained silent. Others, especially those named in Rodney Jones' lawsuit, have rushed to the rapper's defense. Producer Stevie J posted a highlight reel of Combs' 50th birthday party to Instagram, showing off many A-list attendees. While the post purports to indicate what a real Diddy party looks like, it may also serve as a reminder to those pictured that they were on camera.
Kobe Bryant, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Mary Blige, Kim and Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Post Malone, Naomi Campbell, Cardi B, Big Sean, Travis Scott, The Weeknd, Kanye, Jaden Smith, Snoop Dogg, Queen Latifah, Kevin Hart, Machine Gun Kelly. I can't even read them all. So I guess the point is all of these A-listers are partying with Combs. You think the feds care? Everybody parties with Puff. That's Stevie J's visual reminder. Stevie J posting a video that Combs' biggest PR offensive to date is this video showing star after star after star partying with Sean Puffy Combs. Back to you, Scott Johnson. You think the feds care?
Oh, absolutely not, because this is just him portraying this socially normal, respected kind of individual soiree, when in fact the dark side's still going on. And so regardless of who he's with, it doesn't take away at all the credibility of any of the alleged victims or the charges against him.
To you, Bernardo Villalona, though, what about a jury? What about the association between Combs and these superstars like Mary Blige, like The Weeknd, like the Kardashians and the Jenners, that could actually affect a juror?
Absolutely, because you got to think juries are normal people. They may be fazed by all of these stars and it may affect their judgment. But I think the feds do care, Nancy, and this is how. The feds may want to question, may want to subpoena these A-listers to see whether they have any knowledge of what happened at these parties, whether they have anything that can move the ball or any interest, or have they seen or heard anything criminal wise. So they do care in that sense. I wouldn't be surprised if any of them get subpoenas,
including Golden Boy Ashton Kutcher, who apparently is preparing to be subpoenaed. Of course, he's not saying that, but sources are saying that. Is that real? What they better be worried about instead of posting birthday videos with stars is what we have been told, video and audio recordings depicting sex acts by Diddy and others on victims, be they willing or unwilling, remains to be seen. Listen.
The Rodney Lil Rod Jones lawsuit alleges there's evidence of the sexual assaults and sex trafficking as hidden cameras record everything throughout the Combs homes, which is why homes in LA and Miami were raided. Combs' former bodyguard, Gene Deal, commented that if there are cameras in Combs' homes, there may be compromising video of politicians and princes. The claims are reminiscent of the cameras Jeffrey Epstein allegedly used as an insurance policy against powerful friends like Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton.
To Mary Golden joining us, former senior inspector with the U.S. Marshals Service, now with Golden Consulting and Investigations. Mary, thank you for being with us. Keeping videos? Seriously? I mean, I don't know if he intended to keep the videos or just never erase them, but apparently during the raids on his two domiciles, videos were seized. I mean, if that's true, what an idiot to keep videos. I mean, help me, Barry Golden.
That's what people do. People keep videos to look back on, you know, later in time. And
okay, could you just stop right there, Barry Golden?
Yes.
Once in a while, I relook at videos of my children through the years going to Santa because I happen to have it on a reel. The way you said that, you made it sound so innocent. Yeah, people look back on videos and reminisce. What? These are sex videos, potentially, of unwilling victims. That means rape. Rape. That's what we're talking about. What do you mean to reminisce?
Well, I'm not reminiscing. Just people have, they keep the videos. And, you know, one thing that I look at it in some of the audio recordings that you have and the video recordings, especially that audio recording on that yacht, one thing you may want to look at is that somebody has to authenticate that audio recording. It's an audio recording. So if the allegations that Rodney Evans is the one that took that audio recording, that needs to be date and time stamped somehow, just so you don't have some audio that happened, you know, you don't know when. It needs to be date and time stamped, and it's probably taken by his cell phone, which means Rodney Evans probably is a witness to some of the partial alleged, you know, sex acts that might have happened if he recorded that. Maybe not all of them, but part of them. So, but all these videos are going to need to be date and time stamped and have an accurate time when they happen.
You know what? I got bigger problems than the date and time stamp, Barry Golden. Of course, you're right. But yes, of course, you're right. Evidentiarily, you're right. And that's got to be done by the feds if they're going to bring this type of evidence into trial. But I got a bigger question. Scott Johnson, I need a shrink. And you're a forensic psychologist. What kind of perv keeps videos of unwilling, allegedly unwilling, sex acts with victims? for the feds to race in their armored vehicle and seize.
Yes, and out of narcissism, they keep these videos so they can replay them, enjoy them, get off on the power that they is demonstrated in the video, but also as a source of blackmail for those involved to keep them quiet.
Okay, wait. So you're saying blackmail on the victim to keep the victim quiet? And all of these are allegations. Nobody's been tried. Nobody's been found guilty. In fact, Sean Puffy Diddy, P. Diddy Combs says he's innocent. So wait, let me understand this. The alleged rapist, you're saying, would use the videos to blackmail the alleged victim? Isn't that bass-ackwards? Shouldn't she, the victim, be using it against him?
Well, it's one way to not only keep the victim quiet, but also others that were participating from possibly testifying against what was allowed to happen. So from that standpoint, it's a power piece in the chess game for the offender, as well as going back and reminiscing about it.
Why do you keep saying that? You and Barry Golden, reminiscing. Like, hey, you remember that time we got in the RV and crossed the country together? That's reminiscing. What
yes.
You said earlier, I think, would be what's happening. Where you, and I'm just a JD, okay, you're the shrink, but you look back on the rape and you get sexual excitement out of that. I mean, I'm queuing in with myself here, but this whole reminiscing thing, it's not some grandma on the front porch with a rocking chair going through the photo album.
Correct, but he is getting off and aroused to what's going on because that turns him on. And so what Barry was saying and I'm saying is that for the offender, this is a momentum for them as well to enjoy what happened, as well as for blackmail purposes.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
To Brett Brown, joining me, Executive Director of SAS, that's Surviving Assault, Standing Strong. It's a nonprofit on a mission to eradicate abuse and trafficking. Brett Brown, I mean, really? These women, and one man, I'd like to add, that we know of so far, are alleging that they were forced or coerced into sex. And now there are videos we are learning. Just to add insult to injury, some of these episodes were videotaped and some idiot kept the videos.
Yes, I see a pattern here that we see a lot among predators, and it is one of ownership. Sean Combs sets out to own his victims, and he does it in a variety of ways, but usually beginning with gifts that are Trojan horse gifts. So if you're looking to get on a label, if you want a nice place to live, if you're looking to kind of, you know, record a record, any of these things, it's people's dreams. And then he takes them and he twists them into a nightmare. And he maintains this ownership over people through threats and intimidation. And it's been clear this is a man who makes good on his promises. He follows through on those threats. And so how many times has he been brought to justice? So when you look at the victims over the years, they're trying to figure out what survival looks like. How do they stay alive and keep going without having to relive this over and over again? For some of them, it is silence. And for others now, they are finally speaking out, even though they may be videoed.
There are four Jane Does and one John Doe who have been interviewed by the feds. Listen.
I had sex with Cassie and Sean. Basically, he would masturbate and tell me what to do with Cassie. I had like 15 encounters, and I heard lots of business. Because what they would do is Sean talks a lot on the phone and on the TV with people and stuff, and I was like a sex slave.
Okay, whoa, 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 wait. Okay, it's hard to make out what he's saying, but I have transcribed it. I had sex with Cassie and Sean. Basically, he would masturbate and tell me what to do with Cassie. I had like 15 encounters, and I heard a lot about business because they would do it. what they would do is Sean talks a lot on the phone and on the TV with speakers and stuff. And I was like a sex slave. There you are. That is Cassie Ventura on multiple of her album covers. Beautiful. So let me understand, to Kayla Brantley, there are right now, we know of, 4 Jane Does that have been interviewed and 1 John Doe, who I am guessing is this guy, Jonathan Oatey.
Yeah, Nancy. So as you heard, that there's these John Does and these Jane Does who are being interviewed, who obviously were paid a lot of money to keep quiet. Now, that clearly hasn't worked out for Diddy. And this is somebody who has a lot of power, like we said, a lot of influence, like we said. And going back to the latest lawsuit filed by the woman on the yacht who alleges Diddy's son groped her, she also named Diddy for aiding and abetting. Now, she alleges that she did file a proper complaint, but that things just kind of got swept under the rug. And she alleges that Diddy paid off the captain to turn a blind eye. So if we're talking about his power, his influence, he's used to paying off anyone he can to get things to quietly go away.
You know, I want to go back out to Brett Brown, executive director of Surviving Assault, Standing Strong. I've seen a lot of rapists get away, slip through the cracks for various reasons. I wonder how long SPC, Sean Puffy Combs, has managed to do that, if at all.
It seems as though this has been going on for decades. And so when we're looking at the victims in these cases, they are having to make really difficult decisions what to do. Justice has yet to be served. And so as more are coming forward, there is momentum and safety in that, while at the same time, they are reliving their experience over and over again as more video and more audio comes out and more people speak. And so it's a long and arduous process with no guarantee at the end so far.
Scott Johnson, you were weighing in earlier about the potential sex recordings.
Yes. And so again, back to, you know, using them for, in their mind, reliving what for them was a positive experience.
Just say it, for Pete's sake, Scott Johnson. Masturbating.
Exactly. Masturbating. That's what they're doing. It's a turn on for them, but also a potential blackmail piece to keep people quiet. And as has already been said, he gets away with things because people can cover up. He's not worried about it. He's not hiding. He's actually sitting back, probably reveling in the fact that all of this is going on, and he's expecting everything to go away and will continue to attack the credibility of any victim.
Well, hey, there's a track record. It has gone away, Kayla Brantley. Remember the claims that were made not too long ago, and there was a hush-hush, most likely multi-million-dollar payout to get rid of them?
Yep. After Cassie Ventura filed her lawsuit the next day, they settled it out of court for an undisclosed amount. And I think what's happening here is that Diddy thought the risk of having these videos was worth it to have blackmail on these high-powered people that he had these videos of. And in an Epstein-esque fashion, you know, it worked out. Maybe we would have had lawsuits. Maybe we would have had raids and federal investigations years ago if he didn't have these videos for potential blackmail on these high-powered people.
Well, it goes beyond that, guys. This is incredible to me. But in the last hours, the alleged victim's lawyer has been attacked in claims that the victims are out to, quote, embarrass SPC, Sean Puffy Combs, completely ignoring the hell that sex trafficking victims go through. Oh, no. Yeah, that didn't happen. Don't look there. Look over here. Diddy's embarrassed. Listen.
Tyrone Blackburn, the lawyer representing both Rodney Jones and Grace Omar Kay, the latest to sue Combs, is accused of improperly filing several lawsuits to, quote, garner media attention, embarrass defendants with salacious allegations, and pressure defendants to settle quickly. Judge Denise Coate has referred Blackburn to the New York Federal Court's Grievance Committee, which has the power to disbar Blackburn. Sean and Justin Combs' lawyer, Aaron Dyer, stated the latest filing by Blackburn is, quote, filled with the same kind of manufactured lies and irrelevant facts we've come to expect from Blackburn. We will be filing a motion to dismiss this outrageous claim.
Okay, let's analyze what we just heard. Okay, Kella Brantley, let me understand this. I was used to it as a prosecutor. Every big trial I had, I would get a claim that I needed to be thrown off the case. Why? It varied. And the judge needed to be thrown off the case. And the investigator needed to be thrown off the case. Everybody needs to get thrown off the case, right? Okay. We see it happen in a lot of high-profile cases. And here's the beginning. Claims being made on the alleged victim's lawyer that he's the bad guy. And now there's actually going to be, what, a mini hearing on it? I mean, this is so bass-ackwards. The alleged victim's lawyer is getting a complaint on him. You know what? I might give it a shred of analysis, but the fact that the feds just searched SPC's homes armed with assault weapons, that kind of corroborates what the victim's lawyer is saying. Oh, there's some new video. Ouch. I do not want to look out my kitchen window and see this. Oh, hey, did you just see that drone? They used drones to precede them to make sure nobody's hiding around a corner with an M16. So what about this, Kayla Brantley? The victim's lawyers are under attack?
I mean, clearly it just looks like it's a distraction. They're trying to attack the lawyer's credibility, trying to go after anything they can to prolong what will eventually likely be a trial, that they're going to throw anything that they can to really distract everyone, to just deny, 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 go for credibility and hope that something sticks and gets him off on a technicality.
This is very common of psychopaths to use projection and put everything off on everyone else and gaslighting. You know, look at how the victim's really not credible and they're, you know, everything, everyone. That's what they're good at, is blaming to defer looking at their own client.
Yes, yes, and yes. Bernarda Villalona, and I want to hear from you and from Brett Brown from SAS. Bernarda, I mean, any good prosecutor has been threatened with getting thrown off the case, taken off the case, prosecutorial misconduct, blah, 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 blah. I mean, if you've tried cases, they're going to come after you because they're between a rock and a hard spot, and they'll do anything. They'll even say their own lawyer who sweat blood, sweat and tears for them. They'll say he, she is ineffective because there's nowhere else to go. So I'm not surprised at all the victim's lawyers are being attacked.
I'm not surprised at the victim's lawyer being attacked. However, Nancy, let's be clear. In this case, who gave Diddy and his attorneys the attack? It's a federal district court judge. This is Judge Denise Colt, who plainly said that she has great concern and pause in this attorney, Tyrone Blackburn, because he has filed in at least 5 different federal cases, some cases that have insufficiencies. And that supposedly, she said, that Blackburn has a history of bringing these cases for social publicity, to get a money grab. So that's why a federal district court judge, we're talking about a judge here, is the one who made the complaint to the bar committee, to the bar association. So in terms of normally you hear about attorneys being attacked, judges being attacked, but when you have a judge saying this about an attorney, I think we have to look at it even more clearly and give it some more weight. And remember, this is also the same district court judge in the same district where these lawsuits have been filed.
I want to be clear that the order the judge has filed against the alleged victim's lawyer Blackburn, was about an entirely separate case. It's just bubbled back up into the media consciousness because that lawyer Blackburn is also representing some of Diddy's alleged victims. Now, Judge Coates' ruling happened as it relates to a case about a year ago, a legal malpractice lawsuit that Blackburn filed last year. And he was referred to a grievance committee then for the Southern District of New York. But now, Bernarda, everybody's talking about it because he's also representing SPC's alleged victims.
Yes, Tyrone Blackburn, who has huge credibility issues in that Southern District, in that federal district courthouse where he's now filed these two lawsuits having to deal with Sean Puffy Combs, it's a big issue. If he's really looking to do what's in the best interest of his clients, of the victims, of the complainants, he should step aside and allow somebody else to represent him, because he has huge credibility issues. And when we're talking about the Southern District in that courthouse, attorneys talk, judges talk, and his credibility is on the line. You're talking about this order that's been placed a year before anything came out having to deal with Puffy. And here we have him at the center stage with these two lawsuits having to deal with Sean Puffy Combs.
Okay, you know what, Bernarda Villalona? You can find Bernarda at villalonalaw.com. Bernarda, I don't know that I agree with everything that you said, but I can tell you this much. If these cases go in front of a jury, you think the jury's going to hear from Attorney Blackburn? No, they're not. It's the alleged victim's credibility that matters, not the lawyers. If the victims are telling the truth, bam, the jury's not going to hear about a grievance filed in another case against the lawyer.
But yes, Nancy.
In the last days, new video has emerged, new footage of the searches of Combs' home, and we're learning a lot. Homeland Security investigators searching with drones, with weapons pulled, automatic weapons, inside Combs' home. What does that mean to you, Bernarda?
That whatever that probable cause affidavit stated, it stated they it gave him great pause that whoever's inside of that the house is armed, that there are weapons there, that law enforcement needs to proceed with caution. For them to have gone through the level of having armed officers, marshals to go to that house. Not even that, but how about that armored vehicle that pulled up to the mansion in order to execute that search warrant? So I'm curious to see what is in that affidavit that allowed them to come in full force like that to execute a search warrant at Diddy's home.
That is Bernarda Villalona, correct? The former prosecutor turned defense attorney who's very familiar with the incident in 99 when Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, and his hench people shot up a nightclub, and he and Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. J-Lo, were hauled into the police precinct. Guns, remember? Bang, bang. And as a matter of fact, guns were found in Combs' homes. You darn right. They're wearing body armor, and they're armed, and they're using drones. This guy has more money than all of those agents and you and me put together. I don't know what kind of gun stash he's got or what's going on in that home. If I were going to that home on a search, I would be wearing a helmet and body armor too. I would use a drone too. I mean, it's not uncommon. Barry Golden, formerly with the U.S. Marshals Service, what about it?
They did exactly what they were supposed to. That is standard operating procedure. You go in heavy, you go in armed with body armor ready. They brought in the armored vehicles just in case. You don't want to pull up in front of a residence and all of a sudden somebody walks out and starts shooting at you. So law enforcement is taking a safety approach. They go in heavy, command and control. There have been allegations of excessive force. I didn't see an excessive force there. The sons were brought out. They were searched. Their hands were put behind their head, okay? You even saw the agents just put their hands on one of the son's head and walk them backwards. And then, yes, they were handcuffed outside just so everybody is safe. Nobody does any stupid movements. Nobody reaches for anything. That is standard operating procedure for law enforcement. I've done that so many times, I can't even tell you how many times. That is done by the FBI, HSI, ATF, U.S. Marshals, and DEA. That's what they do. I didn't see any allegation of excessive force. They did it by the book, okay? And yes, they used drones, because when you have allegations of guns in there, let's put somebody that a non-human in there to give us eyes on the inside of that property. Now we know what we're going into, okay? And it's clear and it's safe. And now law enforcement moves in there, command and control. control that home, and now you can search the entire house without any problems or anybody.
Yeah, the last thing I want is another agent shot dead, just affecting a search between various rap artists. Is an ongoing feud erupting in violence. As a matter of fact, Akela Brantley joining us from DailyMail.com. Suge Knight warning Combs his, quote, life is in danger during a prison call. Apparently, Suge Knight, via the prison phone, actually does a podcast from behind bars. And in that, warns Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, his life is in danger. What's that about?
Well, Suge Knight is behind bars, and he was targeted and eventually did end up in prison. So this is just a warning to Diddy that they will get you if they want to get you, as they did him. And he's tying all these different cases to him. They're tying the Tupac case to him because he does have a history of guns, of drugs, of beef with these other artists. So it's all culminating now in these cases and these raids. And it's just a warning that he can end up behind bars and his life is in danger.
The Death Row Records founder states, quote, I tell you what, Puffy, your life is in danger because you know the secrets. Who's involved in that little secret room you guys are participating in? That was from Collect Call podcast that he actually records over the phone from behind prison bars. Guys, let's stop and remember American hero, firefighter Adam Finseth. Just 40, the firefighter paramedic shot along with Officer Matthew Rouge and Officer Paul Elmstrand. They were responding to a domestic violence call. An Iraqi veteran finished two tours, survived by grieving wife, Tara, and two children, Liam and Nora. American hero, firefighter, Adam Finseth. Thank you to all of our guests, but especially to you for being with us. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.